Nation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
As the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim, up ahead to Martinson. Martinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring the host Broncos battling the Ogallala Indians. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
With it on the right wing, Abbott back up top. Here's Eckhout, straightaway three. Got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
Amherst boys are off to a 6-0 start, while Ogallala's girls have only lost to third-ranked Minden. Can both teams stay hot in the holiday tournament? We'll find out next as the Indians battle the Broncos in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome to Amherst for our second doubleheader of today's holiday basketball tournament. It'll be Ogallala and the Amherst girls. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. For Ogallala, it's all five seniors. 5'6", number two, Jenna Palachik. Number three, 5'5", Micah Mestel. Geisert, number 13. And Sophia Arnes. 6-1, the Indians, coached by Chris Mestel. We'll set Amherst lineup here for you. It is Jaden Bosshammer, 5'4", sophomore. 5'7", junior, Madison Millers. 5'4", senior, Sydney Tomenheim. 5'8", junior, Sierra Rubicek. And 5'9", junior, Casey Juergens. As we get the ball game underway, the opening shot will be taken here by Ogallala. It's no good. Juergens will bring down the rebound, and we are underway here on Classic Hits, our New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. As Ogallala gets a block shot here from Shelby Welsh underneath, Madison Miller had the turnaround but ran into trouble, and up the floor come the Indians. 6-1 on the season for Ogallala, their lone loss coming to third-ranked Minden. So they have their chops on them as Arnsdorf moves the middle of the lane, puts up the runner from five. It's up there too strong. Rebound brought down by Rubicek. Amherst is 2-4. They have struggled to find a little bit of offense here. They'll kick it out. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Arnsdorf will pull down the rebound, and the teams are off and at them here in this first minute of the ball game. Mestel, All-State golfer, has it on the right wing. Takes it to the elbow. Arnsdorf takes the jumper from 12. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Sydney Tobenheim for head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. Scoreless through the first minute and a half of our ball game. And the Broncos will work it around the perimeter, kick it into the corner, try to go back up top. The ball is going to be picked off by Geisert. First turnover of the game. Geisert pulls up the free throw line, nowhere to go. Over to Mestel on the right wing. Drives into the double team, right back over to Geisert. Geisert around the double team in the zone. Fires it down to the low block. It's patty cake time, and out of bounds it goes. Last touched by Polucek. And that will be the first turnover for Ogallala. Pressure in the backcourt. Coach Chris Mestel says we're not necessarily a very good pressure team, which may help Amherst, but they will force a turnover here in the backcourt. And coming up with it will be Polucek. Into the corner, she'll go to Geisert. Five senior starters to Mestel. Her three-pointer is on the way. It is no good. And the rebound, Ogallala had it. Then it's ripped out of there by Gilbertson. She's tied up, but the arrow does point the way of Amherst. And Coach Mestel said, I'll sub early, and he does, with Casey Yeager and Amanda Kroger coming into the ball game. No score, 2 minutes in. The winner gets Kearney Catholic. The loser plays North Platte St. Pat's. Neither one will be easy. Amherst on the right side of the key, facing a man-to-man, also something that Coach Mestel doesn't use very often, more of a zone, three-point look, up and in for Madison Miller, and a timeout called by Ogallala. They just look a little out of sorts right here. Miller wasn't guarded, wide open, knocked down the three. So coming out of the holiday break, once in a while you got to catch the kids' attention, and that's what's happening here. 3-0 Amherst. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
5:40 to go here in the first quarter. And as the ball is brought up the floor by Ogallala, we've got a hand check foul called on Sydney Tobenheim. First foul of the game. And Ogallala will take it out of the front court here. Playing man-to-man, even on the inbound, are the Broncos. They try to throw it underneath. There's a good shot, but the layup is missed. Offensive rebound back up and in for Jensen Geisert. Missed the easy one and then got the offensive putback. And they'll have to hit the boards, the Broncos will. They just don't have a lot of height. Outlet pass, pull-up jumper from 12 is Juergens, no good. Rebound brought down underneath. I believe that's going to be Kroger. And then she is tied up, but the arrow points the way of Ogallala, so they'll maintain possession. Not a lot of flow here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. Both teams will sub. Here's Madison Murphy and Courtney Martinson in for Amherst. Also, Joanna Gilbertson will check in. Ogallala gets Yeager. Turn around and give it back. Cross the timeline with it. For Ogallala will be Jamie Cummins. Not all of their names are on the roster here, so if you're listening in the gym, there are about six girls for Ogallala not on the roster as the shot is no good. Rebound underneath Kroger, no good. Second try, no good by Arnsdorf. And the rebound brought down by Juergens. 3-2 and quarter in the opening round of the holiday tournament. Kearney Catholic girls and North Platte St. Pat's boys, winners of our first two games. In the right-hand corner with it is Martinson. She'll back up, bury a three, nothing but net. How about that? A couple of early threes here for Amherst. And the three-pointer for Martinson makes it 6-2. Amherst with the lead. Underneath, drive left side, shot no good. Hit the rim on the way up, Polucek. And out of bounds it'll go. Ogallala will keep it. Micah Mestel. We'll check right back in. I'm sure her dad slash coach just wanted to go over some things with her as the senior guard gets something turned around. Here's a three off the inbounds and screen. Polucek will knock it down. And Ogallala cuts it back to 1-6-5 Amherst. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Martinson across the timeline. Ogallala very slow picking them up man-to-man. You can hear that from the sidelines. They'll hand it off to Tobenheim, top of the circle, one dribble right, shoots another three, off the mark, follows her shot, got the rebound, forces it back up, nowhere near the hoop. Polucek will come away with the rebound. Looking for their first lead, Ogallala pushes it up a left-hand dribble, Arnsdorf caught in the corner, back out on the wing to Mestel. Micah stays outside the arc, and they'll reset the play. Mestel goes to the left-hand dribble on the wing to Jaeger. Jaeger looking inside. Ball batted away by Murphy. Out of bounds off Amherst. Geisert will come back in here for Ogallala. And also checking in, Shelby Welsh. 3:27 to go here in the first quarter. 6-5 Amherst has jumped out to the early lead with a pair of three-point buckets. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Arensdorf takes it to the left corner, turns, hands it off to Polucek, dribbles to the left elbow to Mestel, top of the key three. That one is no good. Offensive rebound, back up Welsh, no good. Another offensive rebound, Polucek, and she will be fouled. And you can tell early on here that Amherst has got to hit that defensive glass better. The foul will be called on Madison Murphy. The basics are out there when we talk about our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional. As the free throw is up and in by Polucek. She's got a free throw and a three-pointer. 6-6. We're all tied. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Ogallala now takes their first lead of the basketball game at 7-6. Just before they get to the timeline, Amherst will lob it over the double team to Murphy. Murphy back out, looking at a long three. Tobenheim decides to pass on it. Hand it off to Murphy, right wing, right elbow with the dribble penetration. Throws through the paint to Heather Bentley. Skip pass back over to Tobenheim. Right baseline, Mestel cuts her off. Picks her dribble up and lobs it back out top to Martinson. 2:50 to go, first quarter, 7-6 Ogallala. Pick and roll, Martinson throws it inside. Ball deflected, Tobenheim got it, and then she was run over by Geisert. And the foul will be called on Jensen Geisert. First foul of the game on Ogallala. And back in for Amherst, Madison Miller. And Sierra Rubicek. Staying out there will be Murphy, Bentley, and Martinson. Amherst looking for their first two-point bucket, although they'll take all the threes. Dribble penetration, look for a give and go. Miller cannot get it down low to Rubicek, so kicks it back out. Martinson reverses it back over to Miller. Miller off the high screen, dribbles off her leg. Ball gets loose, ball's on the floor. And Amherst trying to get a timeout. Coach Klingelhofer will get the timeout. Good save there by Heather Bentley. 2:29 to go here in the first quarter of play. And your score, Ogallala 7, Amherst 6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns at Amherst. The Broncos have the basketball but nearly turn it over on the inbounds. It's run down there by Rubicek. They're down 7-6. Wide open is Bentley. Drives to the free throw line. Turns, takes the shot, but it's blocked by Arensdorf. And then it goes out of bounds off of Ogallala. Bentley just kept dribbling and dribbling, waiting for somebody to cover her. And then when she finally decided to take the shot, that's when she ran in to Arensdorf. And it'll be Bronco ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it up top. Nearly stolen away, but grabbed it. A 15-footer by Madison Miller on the way. No good. Trying to get the rebound is Murphy, but out of bounds it goes. Ogallala. So the two three-pointers, one by Miller, one by Martinson. And Amherst has been on six now for a little while. 7-6 Ogallala here in the first quarter. The Indians 6-1. With wins over Lexington, Sutherland, Chase County, a one-pointer over St. Pat's, Perkins County, and then the last time out, double overtime at Hershey. For Amherst, their wins are over Franklin and Loomis. Losses to Ansley, Litchfield, and South Looper are both undefeated, as well as Kennesaw and Axtell. So they lost 2-1-2, and then lost 2 going into Christmas as the ball is tipped out of bounds by Courtney Martinson. Amherst defense seems to be pretty solid here. Ogallala's not a high-scoring team, and they're not one of those that's going to press you to death and get a lot of layups. So their offensive half-court execution needs to be a little bit better, and right now it's a little slow coming off that five-day moratorium, making the trip out here on the tough roads today because of the weather out west and here in central Nebraska. Down on the block, Jaeger on the left side can't get the shot out to Mestel. Long possession here for the Indians. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter, 7-6. Amherst trails by one. Off the pick, right elbow. They'll hand it off to Jaeger. Down to the baseline to Geiser. Skip pass out top to Polucek. Polucek decides to just drive in. Has it partially blocked on the way up. Rebound brought down by Martinson. Great job by Amherst. That time down the floor defensively to Murphy. Ball fake. Right baseline, nothing there. Kicks it out. Martinson dribbles to the right. 15-footer up and in. Courtney with two buckets, and Amherst back on top, 8-7. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And maybe Ogallala thought that they were going to walk right through this one. On paper, it seemed that way. Three-pointer, top of the key. Polucek hits another one. So Jenna has 8 of the 10 points, and they want to put some pressure on, make it 10-8. And the ball nearly stolen away, but they run out of real estate. Out of bounds it goes. Amherst will keep it. Sydney Tomenheim is back in. And the Indians keep rotating in. Jamie Cummins, Shelby Welsh, Amanda Kroger. Staying out there will be Polucek. She's their offense right now. And it will be Amherst basketball, trailing 10-8. As they'll get to the high post and a travel call. Trying to make something happen inside, Madison Miller thought she was going to get a pass and then did the happy ballet dance. Now checking in the 6'3 sophomore, Katie Sipperly for Ogallala. With 22 seconds to go here in the quarter, Ogallala ball. Let's see if they just try to lob it into her and see if she can get something going on what should be the final possession of the first quarter here for the Indians, up 10-8. Handling the point is Polucek. Swings it over on the left wing to Welsh. Welsh down to Sipperly. Turnaround jumper from 7. Too strong. Can't get her own rebound. Brought down by Bentley. 7 seconds. Out ahead, Tomenheim. 1-on-2 all the way to the rack. Draws the blocking foul. Ogallala never got set. And Polucek with her first foul. I don't know that Tomenheim even knew where the bucket was. She was just dribbling until the foul was committed. And now Sid will go to the line and shoot a pair with 4 seconds remaining in the quarter. First free throw of the game for Amherst. It's up. It's in. Tomenheim with her first point. Casey Juergens back in. Again, just 4 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Amherst just wants to make sure they don't foul. Checking in is Joanna Gilbertson. And a second free throw now coming up for the senior in Sydney Tomenheim. Chance to tie the game here. Free throw is up, but it is too strong. Rebound tipped into the hands of Arnsdorf, and Ogallala will not be able to get any kind of a shot away, and that is the end of the first quarter. Ogallala 10, Amherst 9. You're listening to the Bronco Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Riverdale, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ready to start the second quarter of play, and Amherst will get the basketball, trailing by a score of 10-9, trying to get a set play. Backdoor cut, shot up just a little too strong from Gilbertson, and the rebound brought down by Shelby Welsh. 10-9, Ogallala, a one-point lead, 8 of those 10 for Jenna Polucek. And the Broncos getting 5 points from Courtney Martinson. Setting in a zone, get it down on the low block. One-hand turnaround, jumper is up and in by Sophia Arnsdorf. Her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 12-9. Amherst down by 3 across the timeline. Miller right into that double team. Then Ogallala goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Open underneath, short jumper off the glass is good. Casey Juergens. One of those where they were an eyelash away from getting the steal, and once they overplayed it, Then wide open, Palucic, a three in transition. It is good. The third three for Palucic. If she doesn't hit those, Amherst has a comfortable lead. Instead, it's 15-11. Indians with the lead, and we have got a double dribble called on Amherst. Now, that's their fourth turnover. Ogallala only has one. Rebounds in the first quarter, Indians 9, Broncos 7. Three-point shooting, 2 of 4 for both teams. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2, Broncos 2 of 2 for Ogallala. 15-11, Indians with the ball. 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Skip pass over the top of the zone. They'll get it to Welsh down to the right-hand corner to Palucic. Palucic drives. Her shot swatted out of there by Martinson. Amherst can't control it. It goes out of bounds to the Indians. Game 3 out of 4 here today. Kearney Catholic won the girls' game 61-42 over St. Pat's. St. Pat's won the boys' game 64-57 over Kearney Catholic. Another great battle between those two boys' teams. We'll talk more about it at the half as Martinson now comes away with the steal. Second turnover for Ogallala. And Courtney, the 6-foot senior, first off the bench, has really made an impact here so far in this ball game. Long outlet pass in the corner. Tobenheim open, casts up the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Micah Mestel. And we're off to the other end. Skip pass to the left side to Palucic. She's covered. Back out to Mestel between the circles, top of the key. One dribble left. Into the corner to Palucic. Amherst now has the idea that she can shoot the threes, so they're guarding her a little closer. Mestel off a couple of picks. There's Palucic. She'll shoot the three. That one is in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Welsh. Back out Palucic, dribbles to the free throw line. On the wing, Mestel. Here's a three-pointer. It is no good. Another offensive rebound, no good. Another offensive rebound. It's good, Arnsdorf. The first one was Geisert, then Arnsdorf, but four shots that time down the floor. And it's a six-point lead now as Ogallala starting to build a little comfortable cushion as the ball's knocked out of bounds. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll recap a little bit of everything that's going on in the world. Kearney High boys were beating North Platte. We hope to have a final for that on you in just a moment here. And then the girls will take on Scotts Bluff in the GNAC Holiday Tournament as the shot of the paint here. And that's currently airing on ESPN Radio. Palucic gets the rebound of the Juergens miss. And across the timeline, they come. Palucic, right corner. Bounce pass back up top to Mestel. Mestel calls the play against the Bronco 2-3 zone. Try to get into the paint. There's a nice pass inside. Jaeger hits a six-footer. That time, Palucic gets the assist. You start Gardner out there. She's going to have a lot more room to fire the ball inside. And it's 19-11, the lead now up to 8 for Ogallala. Hitting their shots, a little give and go. Martinson's inside, missed the bunny, got her own rebound, though. Back up and in. Courtney with 7 points and a couple of boards. She's leading the way for Amherst, 19-13. In the Liberty Bowl today, Texas A&M outscored West Virginia 45-37, and Clemson 17-0 on Oklahoma. And that is still late in the first quarter. Here's the shot, no good. Rebound brought down. Gilbertson comes out of there with it. Johanna doesn't have numbers, so she'll stop and give it to Martinson. Martinson to the right elbow, down the right side of the lane, has her shot blocked on the way, but it falls back into the hands of Gilbertson. No good. Rebound brought down by Kroger with the initial block shot. Jump ball whistle. Arrow points the way of Ogallala. So again, the Russell Athletic Bowl. Clemson 17, Oklahoma nothing. That was one of those that was a big confidence pick by many in their pools across the country. Right now, though, and the ball comes back into the hands of the Indians of Ogallala. Dribble it around into the right-hand corner. Look for some help. Left-hand dribble. Arnsdorf brings it into the paint. Ball's blocked, but right into the hands of Kroger. Can't get it to go. The block belongs to Juergens. Ball still loose. Picked up and scored. Indians and Sophia Arnsdorf, and she's got all 6 of her points here in the quarter. 21-13. Good drive. Tobenheim pulls up from 12. Rattles in and out of the shot. Quick rebound brought down by Kroger. And Ogallala controlling the boards. They get around the defender. Long outlet pass. Reverse layup on the run. Jaeger puts it up and in. And the lead is now 10, 23-13. Baseball pass to break the press. Wide open underneath. It's deflected. And Murphy does save it but won't get the layup. And then we've got a foul called on Ogallala trying to go for the steal. So Ogallala overplaying the ball in the backcourt. if you can break the press with that initial pass, you're going to be able to get 3-on-1, 2-on-1. That's what they got that time. The foul is on Shelby Welsh. Her first. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Out on the right wing to Taubenheim. Hand in her face, goes back in the corner. Gilbertson, 15-footer, no good. And another, well, what do we got? I thought we were going to get a jump ball. We've got a foul instead. And the foul is going to be on Amherst. They'll call it on Heather Bentley. Her first, the team's third. 5 boards for Kroger, 5 for Arnsdorf. 19 rebounds already in the first half, unofficially for Ogallala, to 9 for Amherst. Going for the steal and ending up in the stands is Bentley, but she's okay. And ready to go again. Amherst led by Taubenheim at 12 points per ball game. And then you go to Juergens with 7, and not much after that. It's pretty balanced after that. As Ogallala will work it around the perimeter here. Up by 10 and trying to get it out on the wing to Kyra Mestel. It's behind her and out of bounds. Just the third turnover for the Indians. Ogallala on the season. Balanced as well. Arnsdorf at 9 points a game. So is Jensen Geisert. They got a whole bunch that love to score 4 or 5 points a game. Get a lot of girls involved. 23-13, Ogallala, 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Down low, Taubenheim makes room, off the glass and in. Sydney, a 5'4 senior, scared of nothing and not afraid to mix it up a little bit. That's just her first bucket to go with a free throw. 23-15, cuts the deficit to 8. And Ogallala throws it away again and again. They threw it away without being guarded. They were throwing it backwards and simply tossed it well over Micah Mestel's head. So let's see if Amherst can claw back into this one by halftime. Down by 8, Taubenheim trying to take her defender to the hoop again, but Polochik blocks the shot, and then the ball is loose, picked up by Cummins. And do we get a jump ball? Looks like that's what the call is, or else he just pointed the wrong way. 2:10 to go in the half. Again, not a big flow to the game. Long baseball pass, underthrown, knocked away by Madison Murphy. Amherst steals the ball. Ogallala with 3 straight turnovers. 2-on-3, pull up Taubenheim from 12, no good. Patty cake for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Bentley. Into the corner, Gilbertson, 12-footer, good. Joanna with her first bucket. 4 straight for Amherst, cutting it to 6. 23-17, Ogallala. Again, a long pass down the floor, get it to Cummins. It's the trailer. Sipperly, Katie will lay it up and in for her first bucket. So Coach Mestel getting deep on that bench. Both teams playing a lot of players here in the first half. 25-17 Ogallala, 90 seconds to go in the first half. Murphy on the right wing trying to drive on Geisert. Cut off there. Bounce pass on the low block. Turn around. Rubicek shot going to be swatted away by the 6'3 Sipperly. And here comes Ogallala trying to get that lead back up to double digits by halftime. Lob it into the corner to Polucic. Been quiet the last 5 minutes, but she has 11 of their 25 points. Up top, Mestel, unguarded 3. Micah bouncing around, won't go. Another offensive rebound. Cummins up, no good. Another offensive rebound all the way at the top of the key, and it's Cummins again. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Off the screen, Polucic from 17 and makes another one. How does she not average 25 a game? She can't miss tonight. 27-17, the Indians with back-to-back buckets to go up by 10. Bentley in the back. Tried to get it underneath. Got her own rebound. Kicks it out for a 12-footer, no good by Taubenheim. Follows her shot in traffic. Can't get it to go a second time. Another rebound, Amherst. Finally, they get a right side drive and miss a layup from Murphy. And a jump ball down low. The arrow points the way of the Broncos. Give Bentley credit for that. Amherst got a lot of good looks there and couldn't capitalize. 18 seconds to go before halftime in the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Martinson back in there. They've also brought in Emily Arnold. Handed off to Madison Murphy. Trying to set up a 3 here, it looks like. Miller, Madison to the high post. To Martinson with 10. Dribbles right, no screen. gets it inside. Juergens, turnaround jumper comes up short. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it'll go to Ogallala with 3.5 seconds remaining. So we'll see if Ogallala can get a shot up. Diana Reed has checked in. They're unguarded. Micah Messel's going to get it at half court. 30-footer at the horn, off the glass, and that is it. We are at halftime here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And in our second girls game of the day, it's the Ogallala Lady Indians leading the Amherst Lady Broncos 27-17. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Amherst with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Halftime of our third game of the day. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Girls game, Ogallala 27 and Amherst 17. Boys game will be coming up next. The Indians have struggled a little bit this season on the boys' side. They have just one win, and that coming against Sutherland. They have played Lexington. They have played Minden. They have played Chase County and North Platte, St. Pat's. And St. Pat's is good. They played them to 13. That's pretty close for a 1-6 team. A 2-point loss to Perkins County, 6-point loss to Hershey, the 1-point loss to Lexington. So four of their losses have come right down to the end, but they just can't find a way to get over the hump. Meantime, for Amherst, they are off to a 6-0 start. They have never won this holiday tournament, and they're averaging 70 points a ball game, and they hope they can get that done. Now, Axtell, they beat in a battle of unbeatens in the final game before Christmas on the 19th, 62-38. They've beaten Kennesaw, the other four teams, Loomis, Franklin, South Loop, Ansley, Litchfield, all below 500. But Amherst has some really good balance, and they hope to advance on to the championship game, and that'll tip off at about 6:45 tonight, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Our consolation games will be tomorrow on ESPN at 11 a.m. The loser of this game will play North Platte St. Pat's, and at 12:45, the boys' loser will play Kearney Catholic. Then the championship games from the Amherst Holiday Tournament are right back here on Classic Hits tomorrow. The girls at 2:30 and the boys at 4:15. Earlier today in the girls' game, it was very competitive for 3.5 quarters. Now, Kearney Catholic built themselves a 14-point halftime lead. They were down 16-15 to St. Pat's, and then the Stars scored 17 consecutive points to take the lead at 32-16, and the game never got closer than 14 after that. They went on to a 61-42 victory. Kylie Teal with 14 points, Maddie Squires 12 points, 8 rebounds, Caitlin Long 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Michelle Messbarger and Anna Squires each had 8. For St. Pat's, they fall to 5-2. The Stars are 8-0. The Irish, 1-point loss to Ogallala and then a loss to Kearney Catholic. 16 points for Tony Cadillo, 15.7 rebounds, 2 blocks for Anna O'Malley. The boys' games definitely had its ups and downs. 8-point lead in the first quarter for St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic had a big second quarter to go up by 5 at the half. Got an early 8-point lead in the third quarter. But then St. Pat's went on a 12-0 run and would never relinquish the lead again. They built it to 10. The Stars got it down to 4, but could get no closer. The Irish go to 7-0 with a 64-57 win over the Stars, who are 4-4. All the scoring for the Irish came from their five starters. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks for Andrew O'Neal. 17 of his points were in the second half. Corey Clinch, 18 points, 17 rebounds, and Bryce Byrne, 14 points. For Kearney Catholic, Zach Jackson with 15, John Masker, 10 points, 8 rebounds, Harrison Pierce, 9, Cam Moore had 8 in the contest. Here we're at halftime of the girls' game, Ogallala 27 and Amherst 17. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers for our girls' game. First off for Amherst, Madison Murphy has 1 rebound. Madison Miller hit a 3-point bucket for her total. Joanna Gilbertson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Sydney Tobenheim, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Heather Bentley, 3 rebounds. Courtney Martinson leads the way with 7 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Sierra Rubicek, 2 rebounds. And Casey Jurgens, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And 1 block shot. 7 rebounds in each quarter. They've been to the line one time, going 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter. Didn't attempt one in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, and just 1 in the second quarter. Nobody had more than 1 foul. Only 3 were called on Amherst. As there wasn't a lot of pressing, what Ogallala did was somewhat effective, but just not a lot of mistakes, turnovers, inbound plays, kept the clock moving, kept things moving for the most part. 9 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. At the half, Amherst 17 points, 14 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 4 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Ogallala right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Now look at the first half stats for the Lady Indians of Ogallala. Katie Sipperly, 2 points and a block. Jenna Paluchek, 13 points. She's hit 3 threes, 3 rebounds, and a block. Micah Mestel, 1 rebound. Jensen Geisert, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Yeager has 4 points. Jamie Cummins, 2 rebounds. Shelby Welsh, 3 rebounds and a block. Amanda Kroger, 5 rebounds and a block. Sophie Arnsdorf, 6 points, 5 rebounds and a block. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, 27 points, 22 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, 5 turnovers for Ogallala. Also nobody with more than 1 foul. At the half, Ogallala 27, Amherst 17, and the Kearney High boys beat North Platte today 58-43. The Kearney girls currently taking on Scott's Bluff on ESPN. 1460 and 1550 is part of the GNAC Holiday Tournament. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
College football today, Texas A&M beat West Virginia in the Liberty Bowl 45-37, 12.5 to go in the second quarter of the Russell Athletic Bowl, Clemson 20, and Oklahoma nothing. 27-17, Ogallala leads Amherst, but the Broncos will get the ball to start the third quarter here. And to the high post, they'll go to Juergens on the left wing, 10-footer up and in for Madison Miller. So give Coach Klingelhofer and her staff credit. Every time they get something drawn up out of a timeout or start the game halftime, it looks pretty good. Well executed, 27-19. But will Amherst be able to get the ball inside here in the second half? As the ball's loose, Geiser got up with it. That's going to be a travel. That is going to be our Seeds to Success here, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. You got to figure that the Broncos have to have some success in the paint here to stay in this ball game. As they try to break the press, the baseball pass is intercepted. So the teams exchange turnovers. Ogallala has it right back in the paint. Arnsdorf, it's not a pretty shot, but it's a one-hand left-hander that's up and in for her eighth point. 29-19. And now Amherst, here's the problem. This is one of the reasons they only have two wins. They throw it away again. On the press, Coach Messel has decided he's going to put more pressure on and see what happens, and Coach Klingelhofer is going to have to call a timeout. 7:07 to go here in the third quarter. Each team has called, or each team has scored a bucket, and it's Ogallala 29, Amherst 19. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weeches. Science with service, delivering success.
You're listening to High School Basketball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Pleasanton of the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ogallala with a basketball here. As they try to set up a play backside, the ball will be tipped by Miller and stolen away by Tobenheim. Tobenheim trying to go coast to coast. Throws it back up top into the hands of Juergens. Juergens takes a 15-footer off the iron, no good. Defensive rebound yanked down by Shelby Welsh. And Ogallala will get it to Mestel. Lets the traffic clear up the floor left wing to Polucic. Skip pass over to Welsh. Didn't want the three. Polucic back on the left wing will dribble back up between the circles. Down the low block, Welsh got free. Five-footer is up and in. Shelby with her first bucket of the basketball game. And a baseball pass thrown away here by Amherst. They're going to have to figure out a better way as they turn it over for the third straight time. 31-19, largest lead here for Ogallala. Hey, we want to send out our best wishes for a speedy recovery to Chris and Megan Bassnett. They were in a car accident over the weekend. Chris, the longtime sports writer for the Kearney Hub, moved back to Nebraska here in the past year, and they're in the hospital, and we wish them a very, very speedy recovery. Good guy and good gal in Megan and Chris Bassnett. So just wanted to send out our best wishes as the ball is stolen away here. And Casey Juergens will go coast to coast, make the layup. 31-21 at the other end. Partial block underneath. Geisert will try a second time off the Juergens block. Can't get it to go. And then the ball is lost. Amherst will give it back over to Ogallala. 31-21. Winner gets Kearney Catholic. The loser will take on North Platte St. Pat's. Games start tomorrow morning with the girls' consolation at 11. Inbounds pass comes deep right corner to Arnsdorf. She dribbles around the high post, around a pick, brings it into the paint, partially blocked in there by Emily Arnold. And Amherst will get out of there with a basketball. Martinson. Martinson in traffic decides to pull up, get it to Arnold. Then her pass is tipped but grabbed by Tomenheim, right at Micah Mestel. Throws it up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Amherst. Right idea. Just didn't end up getting a very good shot that time. And Ogallala will get the ball back. 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. Ogallala then started to hit some shots. Arnsdorf got free in the paint for 6 points in the second quarter. They opened that lead up to 10, and that's where they're at right now. Arnsdorf. Casey Yeager, excuse me, calling for the ball down low. Arnsdorf popped out into the corner. Up top, they'll go to Palucek, guarded by Bentley in this 2-1-2 zone for Amherst. Palucek, a little shy to pull the trigger here lately after 13 points in the first half. Dribbles in, loses it off her foot. Now you're going to get a tie-up on the floor. And the arrow will point the way of Ogallala. They'll keep possession. 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. 31-21. Ogallala leads it by 10. Looking to go to 7-1. The left corner comes off the screen, goes to the high post, backs her way out to the top of the circle, double-teamed. Arnold on her now, gives it off to Mestel. Not much going on for the Indians right now in the half court. And so coming out into the corner will be Yeager. She'll go back down a little low block, turnaround jumper, no good. And they're going to say Martinson fouled Kroger. Amherst fans didn't like that call. It was on the backside. It was hard to see from my vantage point. It did look like Martinson had pretty good position, but that is the first foul on either team here in the half. And at the line, Amanda Kroger to shoot two, and the first one is good. First point for Kroger, 32-21, Indians. Second free throw now as the subs are made for Kroger. And the sophomore will put it up short that time. Rebound tipped into the hands of Courtney Martinson from Madison Murphy. Outlet pass Tomenheim. Tries to fire through the paint, but there are too many Indians there. Knocked away by Geiser. Picked back up by the Broncos. Martinson up top. Arnold looked at the three. Didn't take it in a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Shelby Welsh, her second. I think the officials were getting bored, too, so they want to blow their whistle a couple times. Very rare to see few fouls, which is just fine, just perfect. Arnold will take it on the inbounds from the side, top of the circle, and fire it over to Bentley. Bentley on the pick and roll gets it into Murphy. Murphy from the right baseline puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Welsh. That is her fifth. And Palucek will slowly bring it up the floor. Broncos try to make sure she doesn't get a look on her as Bentley. High post, they'll go to Kroger. Kick it right back out. Surprised Ogallala hasn't had a little more success inside. They have from Arnsdorf from time to time. Here's another foul on the Broncos trying to deny the entry pass to Kroger. This will be on Madison Murphy, her second. Back in will be Gilbertson and Juergens for the Broncos. Staying out there will be Tomenheim and Murphy. And Martinson, oh, backside inbounds play is wide open for a layup. Casey Yeager brought her from the top of the circle, and nobody followed her. She's got six, and the lead is now 13. Gilbertson up ahead Murphy. They break the press, had a two-on-one, but didn't get the attack to Tomenheim. Takes a long jumper, and it is good from 18. Sydney Tomenheim, 5 points now, 34-23. Ogallala just getting that lead and kind of keeping Amherst at bay right now. 3:10 to go. Third quarter, left elbow, Geiser, nice bounce pass, back door, Casey Yeager, back-to-back buckets. Two good cuts to the hoop that time for the Indians. Two assists resulting in two layups, 36-23. Martinson, top of the circle, looking at the rim, guarded out here by Welsh. Dribbles to the right wing, hands it off to Tomenheim. She'll try the three-pointer, nothing but net, good-looking shot right in front of us for Sydney Tomenheim. Five straight for the senior. She's got 8, 36, 26, a 10-point game for Ogallala. But can Amherst chip into it? They've got to get a couple stops here. Left elbow Geiser. There's the back cut again. The layup good. Amanda Kroger this time on the receiving end. 36, 38 to 26. Martinson quickly up the floor. She'll take a runner off glass and score. Ogallala didn't get back and set defensively, so Martinson made him pay. So a little offensive explosion here over the last minute and a half, but the lead is still 10 for Ogallala. Polucic up top, so they're just going high 1-4, running a lot of cuts. It's worked in three straight layups. This time they try to force it inside. Juergens will knock it away out of bounds. And more fresh faces coming in. Miller, Arnold, Rubicek for Amherst. Arnsdorf, after a breather, is back in there for Ogallala. Indian ball underneath their own hoop, leading at 38-28. With a minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Lob it to the right elbow to Arnsdorf. Puts her shoulder down, drives, left-hand scoop shot. No good, but a foul. And she is having a ton of success now. Somebody just needs to get in her way and plant her feet because she's going no matter what. And the foul will be on Madison Murphy, her third. At the line to shoot two. Arnsdorf, first trip to the line, 8 points, five rebounds, one block, free throw good. Martinson back in after a short breather for Amherst. Murphy out. And it'll be Jamie Cummins in for Ogallala. Second free throw now on the way for Arnsdorf, and that's right through there. 10 points now for Sophia. And it is 40-28, Ogallala. As the press is broke, Arnold, 3-on-2, goes backside. One too many passes, and the ball kicked the break there for Amherst. Rubicek passed up a five-footer. I'm sure Coach Klingelhofer is going to say, you got to shoot that ball. And Amherst will get it underneath their own hoop. Martinson to throw it in. Backside is covered. They'll lob it all the way up top to Miller. Madison dribbles around for a little bit. Doesn't go anywhere. Looking to get it to Gilbertson, who's open for a top of the key three. It skips out. No good. Rebound brought down by Arnsdorf. And off to the races, Ogallala. 4-on-3. Arnsdorf to the left wing. Stops there and kicks it back out to Micah Mestel. Minute and a half to go here, third quarter. 40-28. Ogallala up 10 at the half. Up by as many as 13. Amherst got it to 8. That's been the back and forth here. Mestel for 3. It's off the heel. No good. And for the rebound, an over-the-back foul going to be called on Ogallala. Martinson will get credit with her fourth rebound, and Jensen Geisert, her second foul here for the Indians. And some backcourt pressure, a little 2-on-2 zone trap here. And the pass will get in back time. Up ahead, they break the press, and then throw it backside Gilbertson. She has to run it down. Still got it underneath to Miller. Madison is double-teamed and has it ripped out of her hands. A little more confidence. That's what Amherst needs because they've got the plays. They've got, as we just saw there, they got it down there but just weren't physical enough or fiery enough to attack, and Ogallala took it away, and a timeout will be called here by Ogallala as they get the ball into the front court and fall down. 46 seconds to go. In the third quarter of play, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It's Ogallala 40 and Amherst 28.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
44 seconds remains here in the third quarter of play. Ogallala out of the timeout, swings it over to Cummins. Jamie on the right side will give it off to Polucek. Don't even remember the last time that Jenna shot the ball. 13 in the first half, nothing here in the second half. Back over to Mestel, little zone seam, dribbles into it and gives it off to Polucek. She'll dribble on the left wing. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Skip pass for a three. Cummins in and out, off the glass and in. Jamie Cummins, it's her first bucket of the ball game, and it's now a 15-point lead. Ogallala, their biggest of the game, and as Tobenheim dribbles it up the right sideline, she ran out of real estate and turned it over. Amherst wants a foul, at least from the fans. Not going to get the call, and comes back over to Ogallala. With 9 seconds, they've got a chance for midcourt. Micah Mestel, they find Polucek. She'll go down to the low block. Geiser turns, has her shot blocked in there by Juergens, out of bounds with 1.6 to go here in quarter number three. Amherst, all they're going to do is get it in, and that'll be the end of the quarter. The score, Ogallala 43, Amherst 28. You're listening to the Bronco Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And we're off to the fourth quarter, our third of four games today. Kearney Catholic girls, 61-42 over St. Pat's. St. Pat's boys, 64-57 over Kearney Catholic. And we go to the fourth quarter, the Ogallala girls leading Amherst 43-28, outscoring them 16-11 here in the third quarter. Amherst will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. 9 points for Courtney Martinson and 8 for Sydney Tobenheim lead the way. Even though Palucic didn't shoot the ball in the third quarter, she still has 13 to lead the way for Ogallala as Tobenheim gets it underneath, tries to put it up. Arnsdorf will block the shot. Outlet pass for Ogallala. Double dribble called. Ninth turnover for the Indians. That evens the turnovers up at 9 apiece for both ball clubs. Sophia Arnsdorf has 10 points and 8 for Casey Yeager for the Ogallala Indians, looking to go to 7-1 and play Kearney Catholic tomorrow. Martinson, ball fake. Oh, she didn't finish, got into the paint, and then kicked it off to Rubicek. Up top, Juergens, right elbow, drives and again kicks it out. I like what Amherst is starting here, but they've got to finish it. If they're going to dribble into the paint, keep going. Free throw line, jumper, Tobenheim, no good. Ball knocked out into the wing, and Juergens will run it down, and she'll dribble it all the way back out top. Casey swings it into the right wing, and the ball tipped away out of bounds by Jensen Geiser. Ogallala is 4 of 10 from three-point land. Amherst is 3 of 6 free throws, 5 of 6 for the Indians, 1 of 2 for Amherst. As they try to force it inside, it's going to be picked off by Shelby Welsh. Welsh will come away with the ball and push it up the floor to Arnsdorf, who dribbles until Micah Mestel can come up and take the ball away. So we're a minute 15 into the fourth quarter. Score hasn't changed, 43-28 Indians. Mestel goes to the high post. Palucic gets it into the paint, triple teamed. Two-foot pass to Arnsdorf, skips it back over the top of the zone into the corner to Geisert. Over to Mestel. Micah Mestel dribbling, nobody really covering her, but doesn't take the shot. Playing catch with Arnsdorf, now tries to lob it inside. Getting a hand on it is going to be Rubicek, out of bounds. And Ogallala will get the ball. They've had some pretty good success on the inbounds plays, so Amherst has got to get them covered better and fight off any screens. They'll throw it into the corner. Mestel back down on the block. There's Arnsdorf, four-footer, missed the turnaround jumper. On the rebound, a foul. And that's going to be called on Juergens. And Arnsdorf will go back to the line to shoot two. That's the first foul of the game on Juergens. Fouls have not been an issue. A couple players have two. Madison Murphy has three for Amherst as the free throw is up and in for Arnsdorf. Her 11th point of the basketball game. And now a timeout between free throws is going to be called here by Ogallala. They'll have two remaining. 6:16 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Ogallala 44. Amherst 28.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As we come back to action, Sophia Arnsdorf out of the timeout will hit the second free throw here. So she hit them both, and Ogallala now up by 17. And as Amherst brings it into the front court, trying to run a play, throw it behind Tobenheim, turn it over. Arnsdorf tries to go coast to coast, does, puts it up, and scores. Four straight for Sophia. She averages 9.5, and she's got 14. And now this one is well taken care of. Ogallala comfortably up by 19. 47-28. Three-pointer Gilbertson is no good. Ball will go out of bounds, and the Indians will have it. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you. And we're going to get another timeout, and this is going to be called by Coach Klingelhofer over here at Amherst. I don't think she was pleased with the one play that they just ran. So, 5:44 to go in the basketball game. It's still 47-28, Ogallala. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
As we come back to action, Ogallala will have the basketball comfortably ahead now, 47-28. Amherst coach Klingelhofer wants to get things going again. The Broncos haven't played horrible. They just have quit scoring, and that is a problem here. The Indians turning it up here a little bit in the second half after just having a 10-point lead at halftime. Micah Mestel dribbling all the way from the left corner to the right corner, then gets the double team, dumps it inside. Short jumper is missed by Kroger. And she has the position for the rebound, ends up on the floor. That'll be a foul on Amherst. Casey Juergens with her second. 15th foul on the Broncos, and here comes Katie Sipperly in, the 6'3 sophomore. I wonder what the inbounds play will be. You got a 6'3 kid, you lob it to her, don't you? Well, not this time. We'll see if they do get it to her eventually. Mestel in the right-hand corner. Dribbling. And finally, the five-second count picked up as she will pick up the basketball and hand it off to Kroger. Back over to Geiser. Tries to lob it inside into the hands of Jaeger, but it goes through her hands and knocked out of bounds by the Broncos and Tobenheim. Amherst trying to find a way to knock the ball away, but they're just not attacking whoever's dribbling the basketball. They sit back and wait for the pass. Inbounds, there's the inbound to Sipperly. Knocked away by Bentley, though. She snuck in from behind and knocked it loose. 10th Ogallala turnover. And Amherst has the ball, but they haven't scored yet here in the quarter. Get it down to the low block. Juergens forces it up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians. 47-28 Ogallala. They'll be 7-1. Amherst will be 2-5. Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's will get us going at 11 a.m. tomorrow. On ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. Inbounds pass, nice one to Juergens, but can't get it to roll on off the rim. And off it goes instead of in the cylinder. Rebound brought down by Sipperly. Up the floor, Indians to Welsh. Welsh gets hip-checked. And I think Amherst starting to get a little frustrated here. The rebound, or the foul on Casey Juergens, her third. And more subs set to come in here. Five new faces. They've all been in for Ogallala. Jensen Geisert, Kyra Mestel, Diana Reed. Throwing it in is Jamie Cummins. And then Arnsdorf is back in there, and the inbounds knocked away and chased out of the corner by Bentley. Two steals in a row for her. Up the floor, Martinson gives it off Tobenheim. She'll get a three-pointer away, and it's good. Sydney with her second three. She now has a team-high 11 points. And finally, the scoreboard moves here in the fourth quarter for Amherst. And the ball knocked away because of a foul on the Broncos, trying to put some pressure on. And that will put us in the 1-1 for the first time tonight in this game anyway. Second foul on Heather Bentley. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 is going to be Kyra Mestel, looking for her first point of the basketball game. 47-31 Ogallala, free throw up and good. 48-31. And again, the championship girls game tomorrow will be at 2:30. And that'll be Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. Second free throw is short. Rebound comes out flat, picked up by Reed. Reed will turn and hand it off to Cummins, and she will dribble into the corner. Gets it back to Reed. 3:50 to go in the game. 48-31 Ogallala. Indians looking for more. Up top to Mestel. Kyra holds it. Couple of dribbles to the right elbow. Arnsdorf, she's got her points. She's trying to get somebody else involved, but eventually takes a couple of dribbles. Now she's stuck in the paint. Kicks it back out to Cummins. Underneath, nice pass. Geisert. Geisert will lay it up and in. Second bucket for Jensen Geisert. 50-31, back to a 19-point lead here for Ogallala. Tobenheim into the front court, dribbles all the way into the right-hand corner, then picks up her dribble, tries to make a pass, and the ball is loose. Kyra Mestel will come up with a basketball. Looked like a hot potato there for a minute. Nobody wanted it. Mestel picks up the dribble, fires it over on the left wing to Cummins. Cummins dribbles into the double team, and Bentley with another steal. Well, Heather Bentley, the junior, is playing some good defense here in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes to go. Pass over to Juergens outside the arc. Now goes underneath. Short jumper on the way, and it is good for Madison Murphy. Madison with her first bucket of the ball game. 50-33. As Arnsdorf gets it into the front court. Gets by two defenders. Runs to the hoop. Puts it off the window and in. Sophia, 6 in the second, 4 in the third, 6 in the fourth. She now has 16 points to lead the way for the Indians. And the three-pointer, Tobenheim pulls up and trains another one. If Sydney gets some looks, she's going to beat you. And it's 52-36, just not enough tonight. Outlet pass to Reed. Diana finds some room, gets it to the high post, kicks it to the trailer. Juergens, ball fake around two defenders. Martinson trying to block the shot. Commits the foul. No, it was Juergens that committed the foul, trying to block the shot, and that's her fourth. At the line will be Jensen Geisert to shoot two. First free throws of the ball game. Up, and it bounces out. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show will be coming up, and then it's the boys' contest. Should be going at about 6:30 tonight. Amherst boys will try and stay undefeated. Coach Klingelhofer clears the bench. Bailey Peterson, Monica Murphy, Emily Arnold, Joanna Gilbertson, and Madison Miller will all come in with 2:12 to go. Second free throw now for Geisert on the way. Nope, it's short. Rebound grabbed by Monica Murphy. And the sophomore outlets it to Madison Miller. Into the front court, spin move to the top of the circle. Swings it over to Peterson. Bailey goes through the lane. Nice pass over to Arnold. Arnold drives the baseline, and on her shot, she'll be fouled by Cummins, her first. Two free throws coming up here for Emily Arnold, looking for her first points of the basketball game. Kearney High girls were up 12 in the second quarter on Scott's Bluff at last check. That's currently towards the half on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Kearney boys beat North Platte earlier, 58-43. You'll be able to hear the girls game at 2 and the boys at 3:45 in the second round of the GNAC Holiday Tournament tomorrow, right after our consolation games here on ESPN Radio. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound brought down by Cummins. as Emily Arnold able to hit one out of two. Hit the first, missed the second. Cummins into the front court, hands it off to Tori Daring, who is into the ball game. Denning gets back to Mestel. Kyra off to Alexandria Zimmerman. A lot of youngsters in here for the last 90 seconds. 52-37 Ogallala. Built the lead in the third quarter and have kept it comfortable. Get it down on the low block. Nowhere to go to the free throw line. Jumper Daring is on the way. No good. Rebound by the number 11 for Amherst, Emily Arnold. So 11-11. And Arnold with the outlet pass to Gilbertson underneath. Wide open. Layup is over the rim and in for Monica Murphy. And a timeout will be called here by Ogallala. He wants his youngsters to play strong, so Coach Chris Mestel is going to talk to his second teamers here. With 1:09 to go in the basketball game, Ogallala's got this one wrapped up, but Amherst has cut it to 13, 52-39. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Kearney girls all over Scott's Bluff at the half, 44-14 on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. Here a minute to go. Ogallala trying to get a couple of the youngsters into the scorebook. Up top to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives right elbow, pulls up from 11. Shot is just a touch strong off the... 45 seconds to go, 52-39. Ogallala, they led by as many as 19. Down on the low block, Gilbertson and Reed reached in and committed the foul, trying to block the shot. First foul on Diana. Only the fourth foul of the half on Ogallala, but it was on the shot, so Gilbertson will get a pair of free throws here with 39 seconds remaining. Gilbertson hit a bucket back into second corner, a little jump shot, now looking for some free throws. And the first one is on the way and rolls in. 52-40. Second free throw coming up. Few bounces and on the way. That one is short. Rebound comes down to Cummins. And up the floor come the Indians. Probably their last possession of the ball game. Over to Kyra Mestel. 30 seconds remain. Mestel trying to set the play up between the circles. Goes to the high post. There's Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives in the paint. Makes one more pass. Off to Denning. Denning. Back out top to Mestel. Kyra has the lane. Takes it with the left hand. Lays it up and good. Kyra Mestel with 3 points, 54-40. 12 seconds to go. Ball almost got away from Madison Miller. Tracks it down to Gilbertson. Cranks up a three. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound fought for. And it ends up in the hands of Kyra Mestel. And that is your ball game. So Ogallala fell behind early by four, but went on a little 6-0 run and never trailed again. Ogallala, 54, and Amherst, 40. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the numbers for the Lady Indians of Ogallala as they had nine players score. Katie Sipperly, 2 points, one rebound, one block. Jenna Polucic, all 13 of her points were in the first half. I don't even think she shot the ball in the second half. She hit three threes, three rebounds, one block shot. Micah Mestel, one rebound. Jensen Geisert, 4 points, three rebounds. Casey Yeager had 8 points. Jamie Cummins, 3 points, four rebounds. Shelby Welsh, 2 points, five rebounds, one block. Kyra Mestel, 3 points and a rebound. Amanda Kroger, 3 points, six rebounds and a block. Diana Reed, a rebound. And Sophia Arnsdorf, 16 points, seven rebounds, two blocks. 22 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throws, 2 of 2 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3 points shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 7 in the second. Ogallala had 27 points at halftime and another 27 of the second half to finish with 54 points, 37 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, 6 block shots and 12 turnovers. Ogallala now 7-1 will play Kearney Catholic in the championship game tomorrow afternoon here on Classic Hits at 2:30. We'll look at the numbers for Amherst right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Amherst. Madison Murphy, 2 points, one rebound. Madison Miller, 5 points and a rebound. Emily Arnold, 1 point, one rebound, one block. Joanna Gilbertson, 3 points, two rebounds. Sydney Tobenheim led the way with 14 points, two rebounds. Heather Bentley, 3 rebounds. Monica Murphy, 2 points and a rebound. Courtney Martinson, 9 points, four rebounds and a block. Sierra Rubicek, 2 rebounds. Casey Jurgens, 4 points, three rebounds, and three block shots. 14 rebounds in the first half, only 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Amherst had 17 points at halftime, scored 23 in the second half, and the Lady Broncos finished with 40 points, 20 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 3 of those 3s hit by Tobenheim. And they had 5 blocks and 12 turnovers. But Amherst falls to 2-5, 54-40 loss to Ogallala. Amherst will play North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. here on our sister station, ESPN, 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take about a 15-minute break, then be back with the undefeated Amherst Broncos boys taking on Ogallala. Tip-off right about 6:30. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening. Kearney Catholic, Ogallala girls winners. North Platte St. Pat's boys a winner. We'll see who completes the finals coming up in just a bit here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Free shipping when you call right now.